On January 28th, I was covering another news story that somehow tied back ISIS military occupation on American cities, specifically in Minneapolis, to Israel's military occupation of the West Bank and in Gaza. This is something that I've talked about quite frequently, a concept known as Imperial Boomerang. The violence that we dish out over there ends up coming back to the home front. And in the process of this coverage, I used certain terms that Twitch had made a violation of the terms of service a year prior. Let's take a look at the video. Two senior national security officials tell me that there are more than a dozen secret and obscure watch lists that Homeland Security and the FBI are using to track protesters, both anti-ICE and pro-Palestinian. This is another big suck my d- to all the Israel d- riders out there, you rabid ultra-Zionist pigs. You run around going, oh my God, Israel first, Israel first. Why are you tying this back to Palestine? Because this is precisely the same shit. That's it. That is the reason why I got banned. That is the reason why I ate a fat 7-day ban on Twitch. You might not have even picked up on what the reason was, but that was it. This line right here, rabid ultra-Zionist pigs. Unfortunately for all of us, the ADL last year was looking for any and every opportunity to apply pressure on Twitch. The Apartheid Defense League got Twitch to make Zionist a protected identity. This is precisely the reason why on Twitch you can say someone is a Nazi pig, someone is a Democrat pig, someone is a Republican pig. You can say someone is an Islamist pig, but you cannot say Zionist pig on Twitch. That is part of the reason why there are a lot of people who are shy about speaking out against Israel, even though many people at this point agree that Israel is a violent entity that is committing a genocide built around a violent ideology known as Zionism, which is a Jewish ethno-religious supremacist ideology that is exterminationist in principle and is routinely exterminating and engaging in ethnic cleansing in both the West Bank, which is an apartheid occupation, and in Gaza, where there is a genocide. And I've been saying this far before most people actually came on board with this concept. So, of course, I'm not going to stop saying that. I'm not deterred at all. As long as I can still continue speaking truth to power, I'm going to continue doing that no matter what these groups do.